these are horrendously difficult circumstances, and for any parent, this is your worst nightmare. And for parents probably all over the country dropping their children off at school in the aftermath of this, you know, clearly very, very difficult. There's nothing anybody can say that can or should even attempt to lessen the tragedy of what happened last week. You know, the loss of a young life in these circumstances is heartbreaking, it's tragic. It will change the lives of people who knew Bailey in a way that none of us can imagine. So nothing we should say should try to underplay that at all. But it is equally also important that we remember and that we remind parents and young people and the wider community in Scotland that incidents like this in our schools are very, very rare. And I think it's getting that message across that will be important in the weeks to come as well. We have to stress that these incidents are rare, and it's the job of all of us to make sure that they continue to be extremely rare, and that we do everything that is necessary in a proportionate way to make sure that our schools continue to be safe places for children to learn. Obviously, there is an investigation still underway, so it would be wrong to draw any conclusions. But equally, I think it would be wrong to draw the conclusion that there is a wider lesson from this incident. But, you know, it's also important that that's not ruled out. So I think it's important that we take time, that there isn't a knee-jerk reaction. The Scottish Government will continue to liaise very closely with Aberdeen City Council. And if there are lessons to be learned, either stemming from the incident itself, or, as is perhaps more likely, stemming from the experience of the council in dealing with that incident, then we'll make sure that those lessons are learned and applied. I think it's important that we don't take a premature view or a knee-jerk reaction in either direction. Our schools are safe places, which is not to say, obviously, as we know in light of the incident last week, that, you know, incidents of a tragic nature don't happen, and incidents of a lower level nature will happen in our schools as well. So, you know, we shouldn't lose sight of that, but we have to remember that our schools are safe places. So let's take time, and if there are lessons from this incident that require to be applied, then I'm determined that they will be. But I think it would be wrong to draw conclusions that are too quick. We have to do everything, not just in schools, but for young people generally, to make sure that how we respond to the risks that young people face on a day-to-day basis, whether in school or more generally, we deal with them in a proportionate way. Your youth should be a time when you're not surrounded by security all the time, that you're free to grow and to learn and to develop into adults. And, you know, I think we've got to be careful that we don't respond to an albeit deeply tragic incident in a way that would be disproportionate.